I'm Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Who knows how many sequels, imitations, and reimaginings exist of Dracula? The world's most famous vampire novel was published in 1897, and countless authors and screenwriters have had their own take on the character. But our guest in this interview, well, you might say he has a unique right to the story, a birthright. Dacre Stoker is the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker, the original Dracula author, the man who created the character. In 2009, Dacre and another author, Ian Holt, teamed up to write Dracula the Undead. That novel was a sequel to the original. Now Dacre has another, new take on it. In October of this year, Dacre's novel Dracul was published. Dacre co-wrote it with J.D. Barker, a best-selling author of suspense novels. Dracul is a prequel to Dracula. It's kind of the story behind the story, and it features Bram Stoker himself as a main character. Bram claimed Dracula was based in truth, in fact, and this novel imagines what that might mean. Dacre Stoker joins us. He's coming here to the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga for an event on November 8th and a book signing at Starline on November 9th. With Dracula, of course, having been in the public domain for some time now and endless variations on the Dracula story, the Dracula character, it seems like one of the things you wanted to do with the first one you wrote and this one is bring Dracula back to the Stoker family, the Stoker lineage. How has that worked out?
Well, yeah, you can't reclaim public domain, and that really was not the intention. It's mostly get Stokers back involved in the story. We're very proud of Bram, and we kind of have a stake in reminding people who the author was. Everybody knows Dracula. They don't know Bram. And
right.
My intention is to, first get him into the story of Dracula the Undead, so he's a character, and so we can get to know him a little bit. And this one, even more so, is to let's characterize him in the light that we think he really was, and the rest of his family. And so I think we've been successful in highlighting who this incredible man was.
You and your co-author did extensive research to write this novel. Being a Stoker yourself, how much access did you have to Bram's private or previously unseen writings?
Well, there's a lot of Bram's writings, research spread all over the world. And I had access to some of the things that were accessible to other researchers with permission in different libraries. But I also had access to some of the things that have, within the family, let's say, a journal, for instance, that I found of Bram's that I brought to light and used that to dig into me finding out what Bram was really like as a person, what things were important to him to copy down in his journal. This is a journal when he was a young man living in Dublin, Ireland. And this is, of course, at the time when J.D. Barker and I set the story of Dracul. So, I think the most important thing to tell your listeners is that I had access to some information that was privy just to family, but also plenty of other information, but nobody has brought it together in a way that J.D. and I have. And the key thing is, it's all been out there, but as it's brought together and looked at in the perspective of, wait a sec, when you look at it this way, Bram Stoker is telling us that this story was based on reality. And when you look at it that way, and we add a little fiction to it, this is the origin story of Bram Stoker writing the novel Dracula as if it's a warning to the world. And so Dracul is what really happened.
That's Dacre Stoker. We're talking about his novel Dracul, which is a prequel to the novel Dracula. Bram Stoker wrote that, and Dacre Stoker is Bram Stoker's great-grandnephew. And with Stoker himself being a character in this Dracula prequel, how much of his personality, him as a character in the book, is based on the real him versus maybe kind of the fictionalized things you need to do to make a character work in fiction?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because most of it is based on real Bram, at least as well as far as we could tell. Luckily, he's got two great-grandsons that are still alive. They were raised by Bram's son, their grandfather, because their father was killed in World War II. So I was able to interview these guys, my cousins, and ask them, What did Bram's son tell about him? You know, how would he have? What kind of person was he? What would he have done in this situation? And there are some pretty good biographies out there, some better than others. But you know, I sort of took the pieces out of them that I thought depicted Bram in the way that you know he really was. But at the same time, we did the same with Bram's older brother, who was quite well known. We had to go to different sources to figure out all about Thornley Stoker. He was a famous doctor. We had to go to different sources to figure out Matilda Stoker, Bram's sister. So there was a lot of digging into letters, into different accounts that we found from different places, even their obituaries, you know, to tell us what kind of people they were like, to really help us depict them as best we could in our fictional account.
And as you were saying, Bram, at least originally, claimed that Dracula was true or based on true events. You based a lot of your prequel on truth, but exactly how much are we to believe that Bram actually thought vampires were real and he knew one and that's what he was using as his source material? Is it more fanciful than that, so to speak?
It's somewhere in between. I believe that when I tell the story, which I'll be telling it at University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, and also at Starline Books, both on Thursday night and Friday night, that I've got some of the documents that I have are very convincing that Bram believed that he believed many people thought they were real. So does that mean Bram Stoker himself believed in vampires? Probably not quite so much. But I know he believed there were many people in cultures, and he even mentioned it in one of his the one interview that he gave to a lady called Jane Stoddard in the British Weekly, that the story of the vampire is based on fact and fiction as well. So it was sort of the knowledge of the times that people were really quite confused about all these deaths that were going on in Eastern Europe as well as other places in Europe, even in England, that were unexplained. And the best way they could explain them was lean on superstitions. And these superstitions, you know, sort of answered the question, well, there must be, you know, spirits of the dead, the restless spirits coming out of the grave, preying on the living to suck the life, to suck the blood out of them. This is where it all comes around. And so that's what I believe Bram believed in those people, that they were convinced. And so that's what he was sort of preying upon in his novel Dracula, to make it sound like they were real. The story was real, based in real places, on real people, the count arriving in a real place on a real ship. And therefore, his story, Dracula, was a warning to the world. Better watch out.
That's Dacre Stoker. He's the great-grandnephew of Dracula author Bram Stoker, and Dacre, along with J.D. Barker, has written a new Dracula prequel called Dracul. And in this prequel, it's kind of the story behind the novel of Dracula, featuring Bram Stoker as a character. Here's more of my conversation with Dacre Stoker. When Bram's novel, Dracula, was first released to the world, the publisher cut out the first 100 or so pages, and you went looking for them. I don't think you ever actually found the missing pages, but how did that affect your prequel, these missing pages? Whatever you could find about them, did that inform your story in any way? Were you trying to kind of fill in what was missing and now lost?
Yeah, we believe we found 17 of the missing 101 pages, because we got to, I mean, Paul Allen, who passed away recently, the co-founder of Microsoft, is a great collector. And he purchased this typescript. It's the one and only typescript of Dracula that exists. And we got to go and analyze it. So we were looking through the typescript to see what was crossed out. And we could see three references to what has become a short story that Bram's widow published 2 years after Bram's death. And when she published that as a short story, she said, this was excised out of my husband's most famous work.
Ah.
And it, when you read it, it makes sense that this was Jonathan Harker on his way to Transylvania. And so JD and I said, well, this is gold. We're going to end our story, the prequel to Dracula, right at this place in Munich, Germany, where Dracula's guest takes place. And then we sort of blend and dovetail perfectly some of the events in that Dracula's guest with our story. Now, that means there's still 83 pages that are out there somewhere. We think we have a pretty good idea what it is, and that may show up in our next story. If Dracul is well-received, we've got plenty of material for yet another installation of Bram's story.
So you think the 83 pages, they still exist? You could get them?
we could find them somewhere. You know, you're always hearing about things that turn up at yard sales, you know, in the back of a booklet somewhere behind a picture. So you never know. You know, I've done so much research on where Bram lived, different fires that happened at the Lyceum Theater. Some of the houses he lived in were bombed, you know, during you know, the World Wars. And so they could be destroyed, but they could also turn up like this lost journal in his great-grandson's attic on the Isle of Wight. You just never know. So I keep out hoping that maybe we'll find some more info.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Dacre Stoker about his new novel, Dracul, co-written with J.D. Barker. It's a prequel to the novel Dracula. The very first novel that you co-wrote was a sequel to Dracula. How did that affect this prequel that's now out?
Well, that was, you know, I kind of got into the whole figuring out my famous great-granduncle with Dracula the Undead with Ian Holt. But we approached that a different way. He had a screenplay that he wanted to adapt into a story and use Bram as a character. And as I said, I kind of got into the researching thing, but we didn't write it in the epistolary style. We didn't use many of the other family members. So it gave me an idea of what people wanted to read, because I did get some backlash that, you know, how can you call this a sequel? It's not written in the same style as Dracula. And so that you know, I listened to, you know, constructive criticism, and that really helped me and JD decide we've got to do this in the epistolary style, the letters, the journals, the diaries, newspapers, and that sort of thing, because that's how Bram wrote Dracula. And it was very effective. And the feedback we've got so far on Dracul is people love the fact we've done it in a similar way.
Kind of a real mystery about Bram Stoker. He was pretty sick as a child, and then he made this startling recovery. How does that fit into or influence the plot of your prequel featuring Bram Stoker as a character?
Well, that really is what got my interest at the beginning of this. My background, having been a high-performance athlete and a coach, I actually coached at the Olympics in 1988, Canada, in the sport of modern pentathlon, and I got to see all kinds of things going on, performance-enhancing drugs, all that stuff is not the best side of sport. And I thought, wait a sec, Bram makes this amazing recovery at the age of 7 to be an incredible athlete. How did this happen? And nobody really knows. And so I start thinking, well, there was bloodletting going on. He had a famous uncle who was a bloodletter. But what about the opposite? What about blood doping? What about some sort of druid potion? Bram had 3 brothers who were doctors. You know, I can play with this a little bit. And so I decided, well, maybe, you know, as JD and I were saying, maybe there's some supernatural that gets connected to all this. And so, you know, without giving away too much, the whole what if some vampire blood got into him, and we know the vampire has, you know, the strength of 10 humans, maybe that's what got into Bram.
Yeah.
And then later on, you know, you got to pay the piper, and the vampires come knocking, and the family has to, you know, get together to protect protect Bram. So that's about all I want to really get into now. But that's the idea that you know, amazing recovery from childhood illness was real, and he did become a champion athlete. What's questionable is how it actually happened, and we have our play on that with some supernatural introduction, let's just say.
Dacre Stoker, thank you so much for speaking with us. We're really looking forward to having you here at UTC and then at Starline.